Last weekend's International Snow Sculpture Championships in Colorado left behind a garden of 12-foot-tall, cold white sculptures for the people of Breckenridge to gaze at. Their favorite in the competition was Team Alaska's The Last Iceberg. From member station KHNS, Tara Bicknell has more.
Ken Graham is one of the carvers on Skagway's Team Alaska, which won the People's Choice Award this year.
Yeah, we feel pretty good about that.
Last year, the team took home Kids' Choice and Judges' Choice for another bear-themed sculpture. Also among Skagway's five-person team this year was Douglas Smith. He explains The Last Iceberg, which is melting in Breckenridge as we speak.
It had a somewhat ecological theme to it, but it was really more of a joke. It was the last iceberg, and the idea is that polar caps have melted back so far. There's only one iceberg left, and thus there's only one polar bear left because he's only got one place to go. So it's this polar bear taking refuge on the last iceberg, and the hunter comes along and sees this thing looming over him as he goes through the arch underneath the iceberg. He pokes it with a spear, and as he does so, the bear steals his fish.
This year, Team Alaska competed against carvers from Lithuania, China, Canada, and Mexico, which practices their sculpting with a specialized sand-based compound. Graham says Team Alaska doesn't get much practice, even living in snow country.
You really don't have a chance to practice unless somebody wants to build you a 10-foot cube of snow.
The monolithic snow carvings all started out as super compressed snow blocks made by volunteer stompers who dance on the encased snow as it's built in increments.
So you start out with the grid and then you start making marks and you cut into that. And that's actually, for me, was the most intimidating part that really kind of blew my mind, is how you start with basically two-dimensional plane on four sides and making that into a 3D object. It's amazing.
Team Alaska's next carving event is White Horse's Snow Sculpture Challenge in late February. In Skagway, I'm Tara Bicknell.